him, Hal.
Would you please order a helicopter to pick this person up at 3 o'clock?
All right, sir.
I should have said about this, that there's going to be an hour, another hour and a half in the car.
All right, sir. 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Bring it down if you want.
And I will leave the trucks on the police. If they're using, will they use my helicopter or what will they do if they use another one?
Well, they've got one like that.
They've got one up there.
Yes, sir.
I'm on it. Have them use that and bring it down here. And I'll leave at 3:30.
All right, Mason Point, it's difficult for me to comprehend how the president is in the White House. I said the president's doing exactly what he said he would do. Congress in session, legislative decision, so forth, went on about that. Made the point about the $250 billion spending ceiling that you spent your morning on and have to be, you know, the
crisis.
That's right. I made that point. So I felt it was good to say that.
Well, what rotor I noticed?
Oh, and then I also made the point about you being out in the country more than any other president.
Instead of states.
We're in a
period where it is not a disgruntled press corps, but it's a press corps that is, as you pointed out earlier, would like to have a campaign, would like to have comments.
Let me say that there is something that I have in mind. I don't want you to even read anybody because I really don't know. This week, Conley can't go. He can't make his speech. He's sick. And I'm not going to go to Atlanta and so on. What I'm very privately doing, because I figured I should do just one before on a one-month basis, I am planning to do an in-office at 3 o'clock on Thursday. Now, it will not be a winner, but it won't necessarily be a loser because there will be no goddamn cameras. And we'll just sit in here and fly around with everything from Jewish exit visas to the Green Deal to the, you know, why don't you debate McGovern to Vietnam and Henry Stripp and the rest. But on the other hand, they will have an opportunity, you know, to, my view is to give them a chance so that then you really, in effect, I don't want them to be able to say, rather than even see the press.
You heard me do the question. See, it's perfect.
Huh?
It's perfect.
This thing will knock their brains out.
Take them off balance.
You know, we do have. They must have noted the crisis up there last week. Because over the weekend, did that come on?
No, we didn't.
He was very crisis there. We're doing speeches. You're welcome to say that this afternoon. It's over the weekend, crisis.
I put everything
in there. Right, and I, we have some, speeches in the domestic arena. The president's very much some statements in the domestic arena. So we'll run the first radio thing this week. That was, we'd already planned that. So you do a little press conference, you know, parking around in here with the assholes, and then do try to parry the thing. But then they will have their chance. And then they'll ask about the strategy of the campaign. Shouldn't you be out debating and so forth and so on? So I cover, you understand, you realize that in that same community press conference, I cover every goddamn thing.
Absolutely.
I had a cover debate, and I said, look, I just
wouldn't like to have it repeated. But that's perfect, because it will catch you off balance, first of all. And I was asked in a briefing this morning, well, does the president plan a press conference between now and November? I said, well, gentlemen, when there's one scheduled, we'll let you know.
Right.
Just my standard answer.
Well, I had that in mind, and frankly, I think it would be useful if I don't have anything else to do. And then, also, it forces the other side to have.
Thursday.
No, except they picked Nancy Pelosi.
That's pretty
horrible.
the Thursday press conference with this, taking these guys off balance, confuse them again. And I think that happened
for a long time. And also, it's here, your president.
But they will not be able to do anything but admire to the people that they're capable of doing it, even though they will resent it. Your ability not to confront McGovern because it's driving him up the wall.
Sure.
What's tomorrow?